Okay, so it's Tuesday the 19th, 2010, and got up this morning around 6:30 and then made my way to work. Journey in, it's quite a nice sunny day really, and the traffic was heavy-ish, wasn't that bad, but got halfway down the past Guildford and it said that it was choco at Ripley, where it meets the M25, so I came off and went through the country, which is a few minutes longer than if it was normal traffic the other way, but is actually a nicer journey, so it's a bit prettier, stuff to look at, it's quite good, so that's nice. And yeah, got to work about 9:15. When I got there, had a little look, bits and pieces, and then got ready to do track inspection. So got the ML, went around the track, and as I was going around, noticed that they were sweeping the track, so they got the sweeper clearing off all the rubber and stuff, which was good, so that was nice, and he was doing a good job with that, but because he does it, he has to move all the cones, so I had to put them all back, and put them all back in position, which was okay, but as I was going along, the fire extinguishers in the back of the car for our safety car, one of them went off, which is the foam one, and made what looked like a flipping bubble bath in the back, which is quite hilarious. And yeah, so I opened the back and loads of foam everywhere, so I had to clean that up a bit. Once that was done, did the quick briefing for the team, and then got myself ready for drives, etc. I had a few drives on off throughout the day, but also been spending quite a bit of time finishing my winter driving presentation. It was pretty much there. It was just Andrew had some more pictures that he'd like to add, and some of them were pretty cool, especially some of the videos, so we've been entwining those into the thing. We've pretty much got it sorted. There's a few little amendments we made by the end of the day. There's one video that seemed to be working earlier, but it wasn't, you know, the usual computer thing where it all stops working, so got to fix that. During the day, middle of the day, had a kids 4x4 drive, two kids for an hour, and they did great. It was all good. Their dad, Trevor, worked as the general manager at Mercedes-Benz Bromley, so yeah, he loved the brand and loved bringing his kids here, so that was all good. In the afternoon, I did 2 hours worth of passenger rides. Now, all day, it's been nice and sunny. It's been really gorgeous weather, quite cold, but nice weather. And when we got to around 4:30, something like that, it's a massive big black cloud looming over the top of the building, and it was quite nice, actually. You know, grazing sunshine above us, and really black cloud behind, which really made sort of a good definition of the building. And then by about 5:00 it went ballistic. But it was really odd. The wind got up a lot and things like that. I saw a rainbow, but it also, I can't, you know, exactly pinpoint it, and it was probably quite weak, but it almost looked like a tornado. There was definitely some sort of big cloud going from, you know, top of a cloud base and swirling round to the bottom, you know, like a cloud, right down to the floor in the distance. So it might have done for a little bit. It was there for about 5 minutes and then probably disappeared. That was quite weird looking at that. And then after that, got back, checked some of the presentations with Andrew, signed in the radios, and now I'm on my way home. So currently on the M25. The traffic is really bad because the A3 has been closed because there's a big accident on there. So I'm just literally trickling along a couple of miles an hour and trying to get onto the M3. Unfortunately, everybody else is trying to get on the M3 as well, so it's all a bit bad on the traffic. When we get home, have a bit of dinner, stuff like that, watch a bit of Grand Designs, that probably relax me a bit, and then time for bed, I think. So, busy day, but not too bad in general. So, onwards and upwards. Anyway, I'm going to go, so I'll see you later. Goodbye now.